As promised, we are joined right now by a former Belmont wing, two-time first-team all-conference player, a finalist for the Julius Erving Award and the Lou Henson Award. 21 points, 11 boards, 2.5 assists per game this past season. In fact, the only player in America who averaged at least 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. 36 career doubles, double-doubles, and you've got the 2019 NBA draft coming up next Thursday night in Brooklyn. Dylan Windler is my guest. Dylan, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Listen, we're about 1 week away from the draft, and you've been going through the draft evaluation process, right? Working out with teams. First things first, what has the entire experience been like? Is this something you can enjoy and have fun with, or is it just part of the job?
You know, it's definitely a grind, this process, you know, after the combine, getting ready up until the draft. You know, you're on the road for about a month straight, going from team to team. Some days you have a day off. Some days you do a back to back. So it's definitely a tough process as far as physically and also mentally. You know, it can be stressful at times, just going in and out and trying to mentally prepare yourself for each workout. But you know, you try to have fun with it. You know, sometimes that's hard because you know, obviously it's a job. It's a job interview each and every day. So it can be stressful, but you know, try the best you can to have fun with it.
Dylan Windler joining us. All right, so if we were to go back a little bit to high school in Indianapolis, because you were by all accounts a really good golfer, you were routinely winning events. What was your golf game like at that point? And early on, were you actually thinking that maybe golf might be your focus?
Yeah, no doubt. Like early on in high school, my first 2 years of high school, I was honestly probably more focused on golf than I was basketball. Going into high school, I kind of had to make a decision on what I wanted to focus on, whether it was golf tournaments in the summer or, you know, going all in with a AAU team. So early on, my first 2 summers, I actually decided to do the golf route. So, you know, I was in a golf tournament every weekend throughout the entire summer. You know, I was focusing on that. I was, you know, trying to get offers to go to college to play golf. And, you know, I still obviously played high school basketball. I was getting better each and every year and, you know, started to get a little taller and had a really good junior season. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, I want to try to get on an AAU team, kind of see what opportunities I can give myself there. And I was fortunate enough to get on a good AAU team. And, you know, I was able to get, you know, 20 mid-major offers in 1 weekend. And, you know, really from there, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. That's kind of where I wanted to go, and that was the path I wanted to take. And, you know, I didn't really look back from there.
Dylan Windler joining us. Now, in terms of that AAU team, we're talking about Indiana Elite, and that's a program that produced guys like Eric Gordon, the Plumleys, the Zellers. It's a team that's loaded. So how much action were you seeing when you first joined, and then what was that experience like?
Yeah, for sure. It was a tough experience for me at first. You know, I was fortunate to get on that team to be able to get those opportunities to be seen. But like you said, there were some really good players on my team, and they'd been together for a long time. And, you know, it was my first year stepping in. So early on, you know, I was like the seventh or eighth man on the team. I came off the bench. You know, I didn't really get a lot of playing time all the time. So, you know, I was just trying to stick through it and, you know, stay strong and just do what I could to you know, show myself in a good light. But there was 1 weekend where some of the guys got invited to an Adidas camp. So I got the opportunity to start, and I played, you know, a lot of minutes that weekend. We ended up winning the tournament. And, you know, I went from having zero Division I offers to about 15 or 20 in 1 weekend alone. So my recruiting process was definitely – it happened all very fast. And so it wasn't a very long process for me at all.
That's wild. I mean, that's actually pretty heady. You got to keep yourself ready because you get the opportunity, you make the most of it, you win the tournament, and then you get all those offers in a single weekend. And then ultimately you committed to play at Belmont. So what was it about that school and that program that made you feel like that was the right place?
Yeah, so they had been in contact with me previously in high school about my sophomore year. They came and saw me practice and work out at my high school. So I'd been in contact with them a little bit before, but they never actually offered me until the summer after. So I know them a little bit, so I decided to take a visit there, you know, just tour the campus, you know, talk to the coaches a little bit, get to know some of the guys on the team. And just from the jump, it felt like it was a really good fit for me. You know, as far as, you know, the way they play, you know, they had a winning tradition. I wanted to be a part of a winning culture. You know, all the guys on the team were great. The campus was awesome. The school was great and a great city. So it all kind of just fell in line with me, and I thought it was a good fit as far as basketball-wise. So I actually, from the time I got the offer to when I committed, it was only about a month and a half. So I jumped on it pretty quick.
Dylan Windler joining us. The NBA draft coming up in about a week. You know, you made the point that a lot of guys do get offers from big-time schools, and then they end up sitting on the bench for 4 years because it's not necessarily a good fit. So if you were to give advice to young players, what's your message? Is it all about the right fit and trusting that the league will ultimately find you if you find the right fit?
Yeah, no doubt. I've said that time and time again throughout this process. You know, I'm a good example of it. You know, obviously wasn't highly recruited, but I found a really good fit for myself. You know, I was able to develop my game and flourish in this system. And, you know, and some guys, you know, probably more talented and have more upside than me coming out of high school and maybe put themselves in not as great a position and maybe, you know, didn't get to play as much, or even maybe they played and they were limited to what, you know, what they could really do just because the system that they were in. So it's really important, you know, to find a really good fit for yourself, not to just go to a big name school because you got an offer from them, or, you know, listen to what other people are telling you to do, or just because, you know, maybe they're alumni from there, they want you to go there for certain different reasons. You really got to ultimately, you know, really, you know, focus on yourself. And it's kind of a time to be selfish, and just because you got to look what's best for your future, and ultimately finding that best fit is going to do that. And like I said, the scouts are going to find you regardless of where you're at. I mean, they're finding guys overseas, so I'm pretty sure they can find guys in mid-majors, comes down to it.
To me, that's great advice. That's a really, really good point. And in terms of the right fit, part of that is the right coach. You had a guy in Rick Byrd, who is an absolute legend as a head coach. He announced his retirement in April after 33 years and more than 800 wins. So what is it about him that made him special as a head coach, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
Yeah, obviously he was a heck of a coach. I mean, you got to be a great coach to get, you know, over 800 wins. You know, he had a great time at Belmont in his years there, and he kind of built the program up from nothing, you know, going from NAI Division II all the way up to being a powerhouse in the mid-major level. So his resume speaks for itself, but just the way, you know, he led, you know, us, and the things he taught us on and off the court, just I think I matured a lot in my 4 years there, and a lot of that is thanks to him. So I'm glad he was able to, you know, get that 800th win and get that tournament win and go out on top, and I'm extremely happy for him.
Dylan, before you go, let me ask you about the tournament itself. You break out, you had a huge senior season, you lead Belmont to an at-large berth, and then the first tournament win in school history. Temple had really focused on shutting you down in that game, so how special was it for you and your teammates to make history the way that you did?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. Obviously, yeah, Temple did a great job, you know, taking me out of the game at times. So I just tried to do anything I could to help our team win. And, you know, a lot of guys on our team stepped up big, some younger guys and veteran guys. And obviously they were a big part of that win. And, you know, the feeling after getting that first tournament win, not only for us and the team and for Coach, but just for, you know, the school and the university as a whole was a great feeling. And, you know, it's definitely a game that we're going to remember for, you know, as long as we live. So it was awesome.
All right, so let me spin it forward 1 week to the draft. You've done the work. You've been putting in the time. What do you think it's going to feel like to hear your name called and know that you have reached the NBA?
It's going to be hard to describe that feeling. Obviously, it's something that you dream about as a kid and you work for, you know, your entire life playing basketball. So it's definitely going to be a nerve-wracking night, but no real reason to be nervous, just because, you know, you're coming to fulfill your dream, and I'll be happy to play for any team that wants to pick me and sees a future in me. And so it's definitely going to be a roller coaster of emotions type night, but ultimately it's going to be a good and exciting, fun night.
It's been a great journey. Great story for you. Former Belmont wing, two-time first-team all-conference player, and again, a finalist for the Julius Erving Award and the Lou Henson Award. You've got the NBA draft coming up in a week. Dylan Windler, my guest. Dylan, great to have you on. Appreciate that conversation. Have a great time with it. Good luck. I'll look for you once you get to the association.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
That was fun. Good job. Well done.